From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. State media in Turkey say Turkish ground forces have crossed the border into a Syrian Kurdish enclave where fighting continues. Reuters correspondent Scarlett Svatanovich reports.
Turkish ground forces pushed into Syria's Afrin province on Sunday as the country vowed to crush the Syrian Kurdish YPG militia. That group, supported by the United States but seen as a terrorist organization by Turkey, says it repulsed the Turks and their allies after fierce clashes. The Turkish military claims to have hit over 150 targets so far, killing six civilians and three YPG fighters, but are accused by the YPG of striking civilian districts and a camp for the displaced. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan's spokesman tweeted that the operation, labelled Olive Branch, was going well. The YPG said their people would not surrender and that they will protect their supporters in Afrin.
U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said on Sunday that Turkey alerted the United States before striking the U.S.-allied Kurdish militia in northern Syria. Vice President Mike Pence is in Jordan, just one of the countries he'll visit during his four-day trip to the Middle East. He spoke to American troops there about the budget stalemate in Congress that has shut down the federal government.
You know, I'm sure you're all aware of what's going on in Washington, D.C. Despite bipartisan support for a budget resolution, a minority in the Senate has decided to play politics with military pay. But you deserve better. You and your family shouldn't have to worry for 1 minute about whether you're going to get paid as you serve in the uniform of the United States.
Earlier, Pence met with Jordan's King Abdullah, who expressed his concern about the Trump decision to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. This is VOA News. The UN Human Rights Office is calling on all parties in Honduras to refrain from violence amid heightened tensions over the country's disputed presidential election. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from the agency's headquarters in Geneva.
UN appeals for restraint by the Honduran government and opposition forces have fallen on deaf ears. Its warnings of the potential risk of deaths and injuries during violent protests have materialized. One protester reportedly has been killed and another wounded during clashes between riot police and demonstrators Saturday. The opposition has announced widespread nationwide protests between January 20th and January 27th. That is when Juan Orlando Hernandez is to be sworn in for a second term as president of Honduras. The UN Human Rights Office says it is afraid of what might happen over the coming week. Spokeswoman Liz Throssell tells VOA her agency is calling on all sides to keep the protests peaceful. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Afghan commando forces have ended an overnight siege at Kabul's Intercontinental Hotel that resulted in the deaths of at least 18 people, including 14 foreign nationals. The death toll on Sunday for the attack that began late Saturday on the hotel in the Afghan capital has now been confirmed. The KAM airline says 10 of its staff were killed in the raid, including five pilots, and 14 of its employees are still missing. Two Venezuelans and a number of Ukrainians are reported to be among the victims. The top Senate leaders traded barbs and blame Sunday for the partial U.S. government shutdown, but there did not appear to be an immediate end in sight to the two-day stalemate between Republican and Democratic lawmakers over federal spending and immigration issues. A day after women commemorated the one-year anniversary of the Women's March in the United States, tens of thousands of people marched in solidarity Sunday throughout Europe and Australia. A rally touting the message, "Power to the Polls," also began in Las Vegas, Nevada, Sunday morning, where activists and members of Congress are expected to speak. Their focus will be on voter registration. Hours earlier, thousands of women marched in London, Paris, Sydney, and other European and Australian cities in solidarity with rallies in the United States. Many of the people gathered opposed the administration of President Trump. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.